It's freezing in the South. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The southern part of the U.S. continuing to experience unusually frigid temperatures. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz reports.
You still have the wind moving across the country, and with that, it does feel colder. Plenty of spots still feels like you're in the negatives, negative 10, negative 20 degrees in some of the coolest spots. And then even stretching down a lot across the south, a lot of these places in the teens or 20s for your feels like temperature still. And this freeze has dipped deep into the south as we have frost and freeze alerts from the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, stretching all the way around the Gulf of Mexico, getting you into central Florida.
The Sunshine State is expected to have low temperatures until the end of the week. Officials say the storm is responsible for at least 18 deaths across the country due to exposure, icy car crashes, and other effects. Police in Bloomington, Minnesota, arresting five people in connection with the shooting at the Mall of America Friday, which killed a 19-year-old. The 17-year-old suspected shooter is in custody, along with another 17-year-old and three 18-year-olds. Here's Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges with a message.
So you come to Bloomington and think you're going to kill people and get away with it? No, we're not playing that here. You're going to jail, and we're going to make sure that anybody else that helped these folks are going to go to jail, too.
The shooting escalated from an altercation between two groups of young men in the Nordstrom department store. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy still facing challenges in his bid to win the House Speaker position when Republicans take over in January.
All attention on Capitol Hill now turns to McCarthy's efforts to secure the votes to become Speaker when the new Congress convenes January 3rd. So far, McCarthy is short, thanks in part to a coalition of just five GOP members who vow to oppose McCarthy.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The plans for the Republican National Convention are set. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Capitol Hill.
Republicans will gather in Milwaukee July 15th through 18th in 2024 to formally nominate a presidential nominee. Milwaukee had been chosen to host the Democratic National Convention in 2020 before the event was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 2020 Republican Convention was also scaled down but kept some events in Charlotte. Milwaukee was chosen over Nashville. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel says Wisconsin is a purple state with voters the GOP wants to bring into the party.
A Los Angeles jury handing down guilty verdicts to rapper Tory Lanez in the 2020 shooting of hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
The jury returning the verdict after roughly a day of deliberation, convicting Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, on three felonies, including discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Lanez's ex, Megan Thee Stallion, whose legal name is Megan Pete, testified during the trial that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance as she walked away from an SUV they had been riding in. She needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet. The shooting became a lightning rod for a debate over gender politics and hip-hop and the protection of black women. Tory Lanez now faces up to 22 years in prison and deportation to his native Canada.
NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk tells Fox and Friends about the history of NORAD and Santa tracking.
It did happen in 1955 by mistake with an incorrect phone number published in a local advertisement for a company. That phone number rang into the command center for the Continental Air Defense Command at that time. The colonel that answered the call realized that it was a young child looking for Santa Claus to track Santa Claus, and that was the start of now 67 years of tracking Santa Claus.
Van Herk adds Santa receives plenty of protection from any potential threats. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.